Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up and welcome back to the Kinda Funny Screencast. Of course, I am Tim Geddes and I'm joined by the one and only Master Cheeks. I'm sorry, Master Chief. Sorry, Snowbike Mike, the Master of Hype, is joining us today to talk about his thoughts on Halo, the show, season one. Mike, how are you doing?
Tim, I'm doing really good. Let me start it off for all you watchers out there, for all you audio listeners. You know, thanks for tuning in, but I took off the helmet, Tim, because I don't need this anymore. Nobody needs a helmet in this television show, and we'll talk all about that in just a little bit. But I'm excited to talk about the Halo TV series with you, Tim. It's going to be a fun time.
Yeah, I'm very excited. A lot of people in chat, Barrett, brought to our attention. We're talking about the fact that, like, oh, we're a little late right now because Tim needs to finish the show, so we have to get there. That is not the case. Today has been crazy. This week has been crazy. Greg is out on vacation. Kevin's out on vacation, which puts Kinda Funny in a very interesting situation where everyone is working double or triple time, and I definitely overbooked myself. I should not have done that, so I apologize to everyone. We are late because of me and only me, and also I have not watched this show since episode 3. I did give up along the way. I will say, just real quick, it's not because I hated it, it's just because I didn't love it, and there was so much stuff going on that I'm like, you know what, maybe one day if I end up talking to Mike on a screencast and he tells me, Tim, it's worth going back to, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do just that. I love Halo. I love the idea of turning video game IP into entertainment IP on the movie or TV side. So I want to support this stuff. But where we're at right now, just full disclosure, that is where I am. But this is the Kind of Funny Screencast, where each and every week we get together to talk about the latest in movies, TV, and trailers. We're popping off right now, and it's only about to get more ridiculous. I say we're a weekly show, but at this point, it's going to be multiple times a week. We have so many movies, TV shows, and trailers to cover the next couple months that there's multiple series we're going to be doing weekly recaps of every single week. So you're definitely going to want to stay tuned to youtube.com/kindoffunny or roosterteeth.com. And if you're a podcast listener, check out your favorite podcast service. Search for Kind of Funny Screencast, and we'll be right there for you. If you wanted to get the show ad-free, if you want to watch live as we record it, you got to go to patreon.com/kindoffunny, just like our Patreon producers, Anonymous Molecule and Fargo Brady have today. Brought to you by Maple Story and Lumen, but I'll tell you about that later. For now, it's time to get into it. Mike, weeks ago, I want to say 8 weeks ago at this point, me, you, Andy, and Nick sat right here and did our review of episode 1 of Halo on Paramount Plus. Kind of a mixed bag. We were hopeful, but not, I don't think any of us were like into it. You know, it was kind of more like trepidatious at best, out of it at worst. I think all of us said we're willing to give it another episode. I think we all watched at least one more episode, but we kind of came to the consensus behind the scenes that we're not going to be doing weekly reviews of these things. It's not something that we are passionate about. But you kept strong. You kept watching. You, of course, the host of the Kinda Funny Xcast, the number one source for all of your Xbox needs. You stayed true. You've watched them all. You've seen the full season. What are your thoughts on Halo, the series?
Tim, you know, I stuck with it. I made it through all 9 weeks, all 9 episodes, and I'm conflicted. Our good friend Shinobi3005 put in the chat, I feel conflicted coming out of this because there's some good. There's some excitement that I had. I had some good times, but there was also a lot of bad. There was a lot of questions, and each and every week, the show never left me wanting more. I never said to myself, man, I can't wait for next Thursday. I need it to be Wednesday at midnight so I can go hang out and watch the show. I never, ever felt that way. And I think that was the big downfall of this, is I just never connected with this, never loved it. And you asked at the top of the show, you said, will Mike tell me to go watch this? Is it worth my time? And Tim, I'm sorry to report that, no, Tim, this is not worth your time. You will probably not go back and watch this. and have a good time, especially with the long drawn out episodes of 9 full episodes and 3 of them having some action, maybe 4, but like very minimal action. But, you know, I wrote out my thoughts and I got it all together. So I'll give you the quick rundown and then I'm excited to dive deep on it. So right now I wrote,
give me the rundown. Give me the Snowbike Mike scripted out rundown. I love how professional you are, Mike. No one has ever done this in the history of Kinda Funny Screencasts, and I appreciate it.
The Halo TV series did not live up to the hype that I put upon it after years of waiting and excitement of what could be with the announcement, the Showtime partnership, Spielberg, and more awesome names attached. Unfortunately for me, it came short, not only in the quality department, as it looked like a CW/sci-fi original in many moments, from the CGI clunky Spartan suits to the helmet cam, which never looked good, but the content itself is where it hurt me the most, as I desired more from the story. Each week I questioned what was going on with the decision-making in the show. Where was the iconic music? Why did I never hear the beat that would get my heart pumping? Why are there multiple story beats of us going to one place and then going right back to the original location with nothing really gained? I didn't care for the Quan storyline, like how we spent 3+ episodes with Quan and Soren, who just felt like massive deviations from the whole entire story and the main plot. It never really felt like there was a real threat or there was any risk involved, like anyone was not going to make it out of this next firefight or if they were not going to make it to the next episode. And then, of course, the biggest issue that I had was Master Chief becoming helmetless Master Chief, to Commander Shepard for one episode, to Master Cheeks, and then, of course, in his final form, Clapping Cheeks. His character just never felt authentic or just quite right. There were some highlights, though, throughout the 9 episodes, like seeing Cortana brought to life with the incredible Jen Taylor. There were some cool moments seeing Covenant troops hit the screen, from jackals to grunts, brutes and the prophets, and so much more, to even seeing Master Chief in his full armor, even though he only wore it about 20% of the time. It all looked cool for a Halo fan to enjoy, but the story just never really hit, and it never really landed with me. That's why I give the Halo series Season 1 a 3 out of 5, on the Kinda Funny scale.
So you're saying it's okay overall?
It's okay, Tim. I mean, 3 out of 5 to me is speaking into that 6 to 7 range. And I really, on my side, that's about a 6 to me out of 10. 3 out of 5, I could have leaned into a 2, but I really felt like this wasn't what I was looking at for a Halo television series. I think there was a lot of excitement coming into it. It's been almost a decade since the announcement, and seeing names like Peter Jackson, Steven Spielberg attached to this, and, you know, the Showtime partnership brand way back in the day almost kind of had that HBO feel to it. Showtime, in my opinion, isn't quite up to the HBO level anymore like it used to be back then, but, you know, I thought this was going to be more, and it just never landed. And that's not on the, you know, actors, right? I think all of them brought to life a lot of these awesome characters, like Halsey, the Keys family. Pablo was great as Chief, but, like, it just never felt quite right with the storytelling and what was happening. Like, none of it felt good. None of it felt good.
Yeah. Oh, that's unfortunate, man. Because, from episode 1, I was like, this isn't bad. And I guess 3 out of 5, like, kind of felt like where I thought this series might end. But I think that's unfortunate because Halo is such a prestigious thing that it should be hitting that 4. Mm. Right. We should be getting at least a 4 or hopefully a 5. Right. The biggest thing for me is always the music. I think that so many video games are as emotionally like relevant as they can be because their scores are so intertwined with the story and gameplay, and not getting those iconic Halo moments and melodies and stings was definitely something that stood out to me, because episode 1, at least, we did get a lot of action. We did get a lot of Chief being Chief, but it was backed up with a fairly generic score as opposed to the epic iconic Halo score that we know. Do we seriously never get the Halo music at all?
In my look back on it, we get 2 moments with the iconic music that you can truly tell. And one was kind of remixed with like a really intense hot guitar solo that totally ruined the moment and the actual soundtrack itself. The final episode here for the finale, you do get the beat dropping. And it is really awesome to see Chief go to work on a group of brutes and to have that music, you know, the drums in the background and the beat hitting, it did feel good. But for 9 episodes and it to only really play twice where it was a standout moment was a letdown with that iconic soundtrack.
Really quick, I do wonder, it was fascinating that you guys are recording this week, because I recently just listened to Playwatch Listen, and there was talk about how the original scores of the original Halo game recently were, I think, in a lawsuit with Xbox and Microsoft, because they didn't have, like, the, you know, there wasn't
Marty
anything...
O'Donnell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there wasn't anything that, like, said that, like, they weren't essentially being properly paid royalties after, you know, using their music for so many years. And I do think that might have culminated in, you know, them finally getting this Halo TV show off the ground after so many years. I wonder if that has anything to do with that, of, like, maybe the show, because of this, like, couldn't properly budget to pay them the royalties that they were asking for in the show, budget itself. So they had to, like, very minimal use, like, the original stuff that y'all would have wanted. Again, not a guarantee of what actually happened, but I do find that interesting that they stray away so much from it.
I don't know the story on that. I know that recently it was announced. I think that came to terms and was fixed, you know, but it was a big miss not having the music, especially for the intro, right? Like, the intro of the show every single week, the tone setter, it didn't even have the iconic music that you wanted. And I think that was a big miss from the moment go, which was a big letdown. But, you know, the music itself never hit the heights that it should have throughout the series.
Yeah, and to that point, Barrett, all of that is true. But I do think that they did settle the stuff before the show was officially, this version of the show was officially being made. So
gotcha.
It does seem more like a choice that they didn't go with it as opposed to a necessity.
Yeah, I wasn't entirely sure on the timeline, but I did find it interesting.
It is a little hazy, and it does get a little weird with that whole situation. But I mean, like, even looking at Halo Infinite, right? Like, it did have hints of the theme, and, like, I feel like it was more based on the theme and kind of, like, Sonic understanding that was built on the original Halo trilogy was in this new version, as opposed to something like Halo 4 and 5 that went a different direction. And Halo trilogy, I even include all the Bungie games, right? Like ODST and Reach included on that. But with the show, to Mike's point, it kind of just felt like they had these themes, and specifically the intro to the whole show, it didn't live up to expectations. Whether or not it was the exact theme, it didn't have the right vibe. It kind of felt a little more generic Showtime sci-fi, like nothing really truly special. But I know we're talking a lot about music here, but I think that when it comes to Halo, music really does go a long way in making it what it is and why we think it's so special. Because at the end of the day, it's a fairly generic sci-fi story of, hey, here's this child soldier that has turned into a badass. You get to be the badass. He's in a war. Go for it. Like, it's not the most revolutionary storytelling, but I think it's everything around it that kind of makes it special. And it is the idea that they're the vehicles and the enemies and the elites, the grunts, like, they all, there's like a class system to it all. Like, that's the stuff that we really latch on to. I didn't get far enough in the show to see the grunts. How were they?
Oh, like the grunts were cool. So when we really opened it up after episode 1, which is what you saw, the first big fight sequence, right? Which was the elites coming in to that outskirts area on that planet, right? Madrigal. And so when we move forward and we finally get to see the big reveal on episode 5, they gave it all to us, right? We had the Covenant dropship. We had the grunts. We had the jackals. And those two characters alone looked so cool, right? After seeing the elites in the first one and going, maybe not. I think seeing the grunts come to life and seeing the one grunt take the wheel of a warthog and then get shot out of it was really, really epic and special. And so seeing those moments, right, I think they killed it with the actual Covenant aliens and what those look like. And then beyond that, right, then we got into the brutes and we saw Atriox and it was like, oh, wow, like, this is really cool looking. And they all did look badass, especially in the finale when you see Chief taking on about 5 Royal Guard brutes and they're just pummeling him. It was cool to see for sure.
That is awesome. I have more questions. Oh,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Before we get to that, let me tell you about our sponsors. Shout out to Maple Story for sponsoring this episode. Are you tired of being judged based on the way you look? Maple Story is too. Because while it may look cute and cuddly, this is a deeply hardcore MMORPG. Maple Story is full of vast, colorful lands and a ferocious array of towering monsters. And don't get us started about damage. Maple Story will have you dealing billions with each swing of your Fafnir battle cleaver as you battle boss after epic boss, and you can customize your Mapler your way. Maple Story has 40 plus jobs and thousands of weapons, outfits, hats, armor sets, and mounts for you to take on your journey, from the Lionheart battle bracers to vicious lollipop wands. And you know I love a lollipop wand. There's a ton to see and do in this picturesque world, and with 18 years of content to sink your Genesis weapon into, there will always be a new adventure around the corner. Maple Story is ready to go. Are you? You can go to MapleStory.com to check out the game and play for free. That's free, guys. Come on. MapleStory.com. This episode is brought to you by Lumen. If your skincare routine is basically you washing your face in the shower with that one shower gel that you've been using since high school, then it's time to level up the skincare game. Thanks to Lumen, you can drop that bottle of 3-in-1 and start using products that actually take care of your face. With Lumen, you get the highest quality products. All their products aim to help with those stubborn acne scars, under eye dark circles, wrinkles, sun damage, dry skin, oily skin. Gia has been using the charcoal face wash and charcoal face scrub, and she feels so fresh, so clean afterward. She has dry skin, so especially during the winter, it's nice to have that hydration and exfoliation. Also, she's a big fan of the really subtle citrus smell. All you have to do is take a 2-minute quiz on their website, and they'll tell you exactly which routine is best for you based on your skincare needs. Level up your skincare game with Lumen Skin today. You can go to lumenskin.com/kindoffunny to get your free trial of Lumen's products. That's lumenskin.com/kindoffunny to get your free trial of Lumen's products. lumenskin.com/kindoffunny. So now that we're back, all right, tell me more about this. Like, so the action itself, like, it seems like you're kind of down on the story and you're kind of down on the new characters that they introduced. Did the action deliver? Like, you gave it a 3 out of 5. You're saying it's okay. You're saying it's closer to a 6 than a 7 for you out of 10. But did the highs hit? Did they make you feel something? Were you watching it and being like, now this is Halo?
Yeah, there was a couple moments where it felt like, oh, this is Halo. And that's episode 5, as many people who are watching and actually saw all 9 episodes will know, is episode 5 ends with the big bang where Chief is fighting off a whole Covenant armada just to get the relic back. And that was a really cool sequence. What I didn't like was the in the helmet camera, right? We saw that in Doom where they wanted to do the first person shot, and it never looks quite right. And even all the way up to the finale, the in the helmet shot, whether it be coming out of it with Chief holding a gun, never looked good. And then on the opposite side, Tim, when we talk about Chief taking off the helmet and seeing a lot more Pablo, they played a lot more fast and loose with giving you the in the shot helmet of their face right up close and personal. And that always looked jarring and bad compared to what was happening. So I think in my personal opinion, I would have preferred them to stay on the out shot and let Chief go to work and all these Spartans go to work and see the action from afar, because every time they did jump in to the first person view, it just never felt quite right. But the action sequences did live up to it, right? From episode 1 off the jump, when we saw those space hippies get absolutely torn to shreds by the Covenant, that was so cool, right? To episode 5 with the big battle, then all the way to the finale, right? There's only probably 4 big set action pieces, right? You could tell they didn't have enough budget to just do all 9 episodes, nor did they want to, which is fine. But the finale was cool, right? Because we got to see the prophets involved. Then you saw a bunch of the Sangheili troops come out of the woodwork and fight off on these Spartans. And I don't know, it was an interesting vibe because it was cool, but at the same time, there was no risk involved. Nobody was not going to make it. It didn't feel good knowing that, like, oh, we're just going to murder these guys and we're just going to walk out scot-free. And that was kind of the big letdown of all these action sequences.
So then moving on from the action side, I know it sounds like you're kind of disappointed when the show strayed from what you wanted, which was just Master Chief being a badass, doing cool things. But the kind of story, the character development, like, tell me a little bit more about what you liked and what you didn't like about the choices that they made that are unique to the show as opposed to the games.
Yeah, let's start with the things that I liked, right? I really loved them bringing these iconic characters to life. I really loved the Keyes family, from Commander Keyes to Miranda Keyes, and then also Halsey, who was absolutely stunning in the first couple episodes. And we're going to talk about her kind of downfall towards the end. But, like, that actress crushed that character, right? Halsey was cool. She was mysterious. She was interesting. You could tell that she was kind of doing some bad things, but was trying to do it for the greater good. And, like, also the family triangle between Commander Keyes, Miranda Keyes, and Halsey, how Miranda Keyes, Halsey's was Halsey's daughter, and they never got along. I liked all of that, right? And I loved what they did with Cortana and Jen Taylor and how they brought that into the fold of being Halsey's clone, being what Halsey always wanted to be, and then to work with Master Chief. And that tandem was perfect. They were really, really great together, Pablo and Jen Taylor, and what they created, right? But I think towards the end of the show, we started to see the fall of Halsey, which was, hey, maybe we just made her too much of a villain. There was never that kind of gray area. They just overstepped the line and made her into a villain where it was like, and that just doesn't feel that good. And it wasn't as fun and payoff as I thought they would think. And then on the flip side, you got to look at Quan, right? Like, that was a character from episode one off the rip. They were looking at us as like, this is going to be a main person in this show. You need to get involved with Quan and what she's got going on over on this outskirt planet and what she's going to bring to the table. And then Master Chief dumps her off on episode two. And you're like, okay, well, so much for her. But then we go back throughout these nine episodes and give her one or two more episodes where it's like, oh, Master Chief is getting some good storyline, right? We're learning about John. We go back to his home planet. We find out that he's getting memories again. And he knows what Halsey did to him, taking him from his family, right? And he's starting to question who he really is. But then all of a sudden, here's a big left turn. We got to go back to Quan and we got to go back to this desert planet because she's got something going on, but none of it ever pays off. And even to the point where at the end of the season, she's not even there. She's not there for the final two episodes. There was no point to any of that, right? And so that was the big letdown, is you had some really cool moments between Halsey, Miranda, and Commander Keyes. You had Pablo, aka Master Cheeks, and Jen Taylor were great, right? And then he's got these side Spartans around him, Silver Team, where you're like, okay, learn more about them. Make them the Lindas. Make them the Kellys. Make them my Freds that I want to know and love. But they never felt that way. None of them ever did, right? And so there was a lot of just misused characters. And then, of course, we turn our eyes to Mackie, right? That was the big one of, here's this girl that was abducted by the Covenant, right? She's the only person ever to be a human being on High Chariot, right? She's there with the Covenant, and she's been abducted. They believe she's the chosen one to help them find the ring. And it just, it didn't feel quite right off the jump to me. And then it felt like they forced a love sequence upon her and Master Chief where, you know, they banged, which then, Tim, for everybody watching out there, when that episode ended and they banged and we thought, oh my God, did Master Chief just clap cheeks that almost caused the fall of Reach? This is going to be an epic season finale. And then they never did that. And it was heartbreaking because it was the perfect buildup of like, oh my God, these two got together. Then they got torn apart. She runs away. And episode nine was sitting there, just the ball on the tee of like, okay, you do Fall of Reach right here. People are going to love it. People are going to get excited. And instead they chose this like weird cop out of send the four Spartans to the Covenant hidden planet all by themselves on a suicide squad mission. They do everything they need to and then come back home. Nothing ever happened. No risk at all. And it was a big letdown there. So I don't know. The characters, there was some good, a lot of bad, a lot of bad.
So then with that, are you excited for a season two? Do you think that a season two can give you what you just explained?
So I look at season two and I think they left us with a couple of interesting moments here, right? And the biggest one, of course, is Halsey's off on the run. She's going to do her own thing. We'll see where that goes. But the biggest interest that draws me into season two, Tim, is at the end of season one, we have this awesome moment where Jen Taylor, aka Cortana, looks at Chief and goes, I was created to take you over, Chief. Like, you got, she wanted me to just take you over and become you. You wouldn't exist anymore. And so he's fighting and he knows he's got to give it up. And so he gives it up to Cortana. And at the end, we get this like minute long sequence where Cortana takes over. She becomes Chief, kicks ass, but then it becomes the Chief we've always known. Stoic, kind of mysterious, doesn't talk much, is much more interesting to see because you're like, oh man, what's going through this superhuman's mind right now, right? And so they end it where Cortana is in control of Chief And we don't know how this will play out. House will get Pablo back involved. Will they separate or will they always just be one? But it was a really cool moment of like, there was some tension there and there's some intrigue of, oh man, Chief's not the same Chief coming out of this fight. And that's what's got me excited. When I look back on it, right, we missed the fall of Reach. We've been teased with the Halo, which was exciting to see, but like we never made it there. So that means we're going to go back to Reach once again, just like I told you about at the beginning of like, we go to these places, then we come back with nothing really gained. So now we go back to Reach, we reset everything. We'll have to find the coordinates to Halo. We'll go to Halo eventually. Maybe we'll get the fall of Reach. So season two, I think they're going to have to take a lot of what they learn from here and see how they build off of that. My interest right now for season two is probably at a solid 60%. I'm going to watch it because I love Halo, but it's not something where I'm like, yo, when's season two coming out? I want to know all about it. Let's get to it, you know? So it kind of missed there.
Yeah, yeah. That is definitely unfortunate, man. I'm very sad to hear that because I was hoping that it would find its footing along the way and that by the end, especially, you'd be excited for the next season that we know is coming. Season two is confirmed, so it will happen. I imagine it'll be next year. A lot of these streaming services are trying to adopt the model we've seen of traditional TV, which is like annual releases of seasons of shows. So Paramount Plus, Halo season two, got to imagine it'll debut next year, probably around March, April or something like that. And we'll check in then for sure. We'll do a reaction to the premiere for sure. Will we do weekly reactions? Probably not. But any final thoughts on Halo season one, Snowbike?
Yeah, my final thoughts are this, Tim. I had a good time with this. I enjoyed seeing the property that I love the most, which is Halo and Master Chief, come to life up on the big screen, right? We've had some small pieces before that everybody has seen and loved, but this was the one that I was the most excited about. And I came out of it kind of conflicted on, I didn't love it at all. I was never excited week to week, but I was happy to see some of these iconic characters and moments come to life. And that's what really got me. And I know a lot of people talked throughout this whole 9-week process of, hey, Halo fans just want the one-to-one adaptation and they don't want to do that. They're going to make their own silver canon lineage world over there. And we got to accept that. And I did accept that. I just felt like this was a mid to subpar sci-fi series and experience overall, right? And I think people who are fans of Halo will either love it or hate it, similar to how I feel. New fans, I don't think will get any out of this. I am blown away that, you know, the sale was, how do I get my mama? How do I get my girlfriend? How do I get my dad involved in Halo that aren't Halo fans? And I don't think that this would have captured them the way that other sci-fi series have done, like Firefly or The Expanse and Onward, right? I think there's other better sci-fi series out there. So if you're not a true Halo fan, I don't know if I could sell you on this, but I think it's worth a try because it is cool to see Master Chief, Cortana, Halsey, the Covenant, the Prophets, High Charity, Reach all come to life. That was a really cool experience. So I'm happy coming out of it looking back, but I am a little let down that I wasn't wowed the whole entire
time. Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you, Mike. That was an excellent review. You fucking kicked ass. This is your first screencast appearance, I want to say.
I think so, Tim. I think so.
Yeah, you've done in review. You've done other things, but I think this is your first screencast and is definitely our first one-on-one where only one person has actually watched it all. So you fucking killed it. I am so... Barrett, he killed it, right?
I'd give that on the Kind of Funny scale a 5 out of 5.
Five out of five to Snowbike Mike. Let us know in the comments below what you thought about Halo and what you thought about Snowbike Mike's first fucking killer screencast appearance, and he fucking owned it. You love to see it. Like I said, Screencast has a whole bunch of cool things coming. Please subscribe over on the podcast feeds and youtube.com/kindoffunny because we are about to be going insane. I have this whole calendar, a spreadsheet that I have of all our screencasts, all our in-review stuff, and Screencast is like popping off the next couple months. There's about to be multiple weeks where we're covering Obi-Wan and Miss Marvel and The Boys, and then later multiple weeks we're covering Lord of the Rings and Game of Thrones and She-Hulk. It's about to be insane, so you're gonna want to subscribe. But until next time, I love you all. Goodbye.